Williams College president Adam Falk is leaving at the end of the year. Falk is the 17th president in the private Williamstown College's history. Falk talks about what he'll do come January.
In the beginning of January, I'm going to become the president of the Alfred P. Sloan Foundation in New York City.
Now, what do they do?
So they're a foundation that was established by Alfred P. Sloan, the chairman and CEO of General Motors from the 30s through the 50s. And he established a foundation that has about $2 billion in assets and makes $80 million a year in grants in science, that's physics, chemistry, and biology, in economics, and in education, and in the public understanding of science. I'll be the president of the foundation, leading a staff of 32 people, and I'll be succeeding Paul Joskow, who's an economist from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology.
You led Williams College as the 17th president for 8 years. Looking back, what are some of your favorite memories?
Well, I think my favorite memories are ones that involve the students. I love commencement. We just had commencement a few weeks ago, and watching 550 students every June go off into the world is the most gratifying part, I think, of all of the work that we do here. There's something absolutely wonderful about working with young people in all of their complexity and all of their possibility.
While you're at the college, you helped usher in the opening of the award-winning Sawyer Library and launched work on another center for science.
So, of course, the most important people, most important elements in running a college are the students and the faculty and the work they do together. But it's also very important that they have modern facilities in which to do that work. And the Sawyer Library and the new Science Center are critical to supporting kind of education in the 21st century. And they are hubs for building communities, places that students come together with each other, come together with faculty, work in big groups and in small groups and across disciplines. In the end, we have colleges in small towns like Williams because we think it's indispensable to bring human beings together in environments in which they can interact. And these beautiful buildings are there fundamentally because that's what they make happen.
Now, a search committee is still in the progress of being formed to find your replacement. But if you were to give that person advice or give advice to that search committee, what type of qualities does a person have to really lead Williams College into the future?
I think the most important thing for a college president, certainly the most important for a president of Williams, is to put the people at the very center of what they are concerned about. Buildings are fine and raising money is important, but the most important thing is to see the centrality of faculty and students and to work incredibly hard to bring the very best students and faculty to the college from throughout our society and to provide conditions where they can interact and talk about challenging things and difficult things. And that's the core work of running a college. I think if you're committed to that and have demonstrated that you can do that, there are all sorts of backgrounds that you can come to the college from and be really successful. But if students and faculty and the staff that support the students and faculty, those people aren't at the center of your thinking every day, then you can't be successful in any educational environment.
That's Leaving Williams College president Adam Falk. The Board of Trustees chair is heading the search to find a new president.